time for the WTOP Car Report. Tonight, we take a look at a couple of new Jeep Cherokees. WTOP Car Guy Mike Paris gave the models a test drive.
On road, I drove the new Limited. Well, four-cylinder, nice, leather, everything. It's kind of like driving a car. And then I drove the off-road version, the Trailhawk, which is a little bit higher. It's got a trick four-wheel drive system, and it tackled some off-road course that I wouldn't try in some SUVs that I've owned. And this is pretty much a car.
You know, that's what Jeep is known for, and yet most of us who own Jeeps, I'm going to fess up to anyone tuning in. I mean, I wear it like a sport coat. I've got a Wrangler. I don't take that thing off-road. I'd say 9 out of 10 people don't. So is it still just the idea that you could go off-road anytime you wanted? Is that the appeal?
Yeah, definitely so. You could go off-road, and it's a little bit higher. So if you get it snow, I'm sure maybe one time we'll get like that 10, 12 inches of snow, yeah. You got that ground clearance, you can actually get moving with this thing.
Is there any gas mileage here? Because usually when you talk about Jeeps, you're not talking about good mileage.
They have a four-cylinder engine, and it gets up to 31 miles per gallon on the highway, and it has the only one in its class, a 9-speed automatic transmission for all the models, and whether you're paying $23,000 for the base one or $37,000 for the Trailhawk that I drove with a V6.
The Jeep Cherokee, at least this time, is being billed as a small crossover. No, that doesn't make any sense to me. Cherokee, generally a pretty big SUV.
It was kind of like a boxy, go-anywhere, no-nonsense SUV, and now it's a crossover that's not boxy anymore, but it can go a lot of places still.
Anything that bugged you about this that didn't quite work for you?
I guess some people are going to say the looks, kind of like space-age Jeep, maybe. Huh. I don't know, like, if people owned a Jeep Cherokee before, that thing was a box with wheels.
Yeah.
This is definitely not a box. It's a totally different look, and some people might love it, some people might not.
Maybe that thing that Sean Connery drove on the moon in that old James Bond movie. Let's move to another Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's the diesel, and I happened to be driving the other day. I saw one of those old Mercedes diesels, and the big plume of smoke was coming out the back. People need to understand that today's diesel is very different, very clean.
Totally different. No smoke out the back. It's like driving a regular car, except it has a lot of torque. So if you have something to tell, the Jeep Grand Cherokee diesel might be worth the extra cost. And it's a hefty extra cost, $4,500 option.
That is a lot. And you pay more per gallon for diesel.
You do, but you also save. I was averaging 30 miles per gallon on the highway with this. I drove it for about 40 or 50 miles, and you can go 700 miles on a tank of gas.
Do you think you can recoup that extra cost then? I mean, as you're doing the math in your head, doing the math on the kitchen table, trying to figure this out?
If you keep it for a couple of years, I think the payoff's probably about 35,000 miles from what I've been seeing online. Edmunds.com said probably about 35,000 to 36,000 miles it'll pay for itself.
You've been driving a lot of small crossovers, some SUVs lately, and we've been talking a lot about, you know, these are ways to cart things around, your kids around. Pretty good for all that here, or would you choose one of the others over Jeep?
Well, the Jeep Grand Cherokee is probably tops in its class for a mid-size real SUV, especially with a diesel. You can tow 7,000 pounds of stuff behind it. It seats five very comfortably, and you can take it off-road. And I think the new 2014 Jeep Cherokee can be competitive in the small crossover market. It has the availability of having a V6 engine as an option, which is very rare in the small crossover market. Plus, it's a Jeep. That means if it says trail rated, it probably can go off-road and probably not get stuck, even with me driving.
That's car guy Mike Paris of WTOP. See pictures of and read a lot more about the Jeep Cherokee at WTOP.com. Search Car Report.